C-minus 63. Denver International Airport, Denver, Colorado. When Clark reached the plane's door, he saw Dan running as quickly as he could. At one glance, he knew Dan had enough of a head start to render a chase pointless. Fortunately, he also knew there was nowhere Dan could go other than the car, and that there was no way he would drive away and leave him stranded. For this reason, Clark opted to walk slowly through the airport, the only thought in his mind that he didn't know what to think. After a walk that felt at least twice as long as it had in the other direction, Clark eventually reached the car to find Dan sitting behind the wheel with his hands on his face. His head wasn't in his hands. Instead, he was sitting bolt upright with his hands fully covering his face. Now, the only thought in Clark's mind was his wondering as to what Dan was thinking. After this initial mental movement from anger to concern, given the way Dan was sitting, it was impossible not to be worried about him, Clark's thoughts turned to Emma and the impossibly difficult position Dan had just put her in. He had no idea what he would have done in her situation, but the one thing he did know was that if anyone in the world could successfully impress upon Timo how important it was that no one else found out what Dan had just told him, it was unquestionably Emma Ford. Clark got into the car and said nothing. Dan did nothing to acknowledge his presence, and for 4 minutes the brothers sat in absolute silence, with Clark staring at the radio's clock and Dan staring at the pinkish hue of his own palms as sunlight tried to get through the gaps between his fingers. Eventually, Clark spoke. "Well?" Dan lowered his hands and exhaled deeply. He hadn't been crying, but there were visible marks from the pressure his hands had been applying to his face.
"It had to be done," he said, and that was all.
Clark opened his door. "What are you doing?" Dan asked. "Getting a cab," Clark replied, his voice still deep but devoid of its usual intensity. "Go home, stay home, keep your mouth shut, and try not to think about how badly you just fucked Emma over and how much trouble you just caused for everyone. Got that? Do you still understand how to follow basic instructions?" Dan started the ignition.
This was the only safe way to tell him.
"There was no safe way to tell anyone," Clark retorted, stepping outside and getting ready to slam the door behind him. "That was the whole point."